How do, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and this is...
The Spike on the Mic Show! I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as Spike on the Mic. I am coming to you through your eardrums here at our new location. The new location here is Hooters on 4215 Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa, Florida. They have been gracious enough to allow us electricity, and they gave us a time to be out here on their beautiful St. I'm saying this for the manager. He's walking away. I'm saying this for the manager. He's walking away on their beautiful. He saluted me. We are here at Hooters, ladies and gentlemen, at 4215 Hillsborough Avenue. You always can come and play and see how the show is made. But as always, I can't do this alone. I never do this alone, because you don't want to just hear my voice. You want to hear the voice of the people. So directly to the right of my peripheral vision, we have the man. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
How do you think I'm sticking?
You're sticking like you can't walk upstairs and not breathe heavily.
Okay.
All right, that's how you sticking. Well, the sounds you hear going through your eardrums is the music, the background, the boom chicka boom. Noise that you hear is coming from the man we like to call PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's sitting over here to the left of your peripheral vision.
You know what? I don't like this setup here, because normally...
Why?
Normally, Dr. Captain Clark is directly in my peripheral.
Right. No.
He's strictly in my peripheral.
Well, you don't ever actually know what your peripheral is, so...
I said it, right?
He actually is in your peripheral now.
This is why I can't see him.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the show is really going to... You guys are wondering why we're here. We're here, ladies and gentlemen. We're here for one reason only.
See, I so disagree with that idea.
It's the only reason we're here because this guy...
How could
this
that
man,
be?
This human, this... I almost call him infantile, but this guy is known as the voice
infantile.
Of reason. Voice of reason. How you sticking?
Sticking like a man who knows where his next breakfast is coming from.
You want to expound on that?
No. Probably from a chicken, right?
Close.
Yeah. Oh.
From a pig?
No, close though.
From a potato?
Quack, quack.
A duck? You're going to have duck eggs?
Yes, we got our first duck egg this morning.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I don't think this is your segment right now.
No, it's not the duck report. He's just, you know, talking.
He's how he's sticking.
Oh, okay. Well, voice of reason, you'll be knowing, right? You will be knowing. Is that a complete sentence?
No.
You'll be happy to know, directly in your peripheral vision is the man we like to call Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
Oh, my word. How come I can't hear Bill Smuts?
I'm sticking like deep-rooted insecurity to those with loud muffled cars.
Oh, that's nice. Right. That is awesome. That is awesome. And later on in the show, we'll introduce our other cast member, because, you know, traffic is everywhere. But Hark, ladies and gentlemen, you're thinking about the show is about to go to a new level. We're about to become the premier, the creme de la creme of the crumb.
Oh, that's us.
Yeah, we're about to go to the next level. We're about to just be known in the internet worlds as the show of all shows, because the next sound you hear is going to be coming from, I like to call him the founder, the CEO, the curator, the man that had a vision of Radio St. Pete. We like to call him Joe Bardot. Mr. Joe Bardot, thank you for being on the show. And I'd like to ask you, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a crazy guy who drove an hour and a half to get here when I could have just gone down to my den and pushed a button and been on Radio St. Pete.
And they would have never known, right?
I know. It would. Yeah. But I'm glad I'm here.
Well, but see, the beauty of it is that now you get to get the swag that the SOTM show. We have a budget where we give our guests.
Yes, we do. We give out swag.
We give out, yes. That swag is short for...
For beer?
Something with a game. A gift.
Something we ain't getting.
Something we ain't getting. Yeah, it's a gift. So you'll be knowing. Hey,
Guess who just showed up?
Guess who just showed up? Yeah, in the time that we're still doing our intros, because we've been told our intros are a little long, so
right, yeah.
We do this for one particular reason.
Yeah.
And that's the man known as the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking good, man. Traffic is horrible. I got stuck at every light. It's terrible.
Gas Man.
You could leave earlier. Just saying.
Just tell her you got to go.
Well, she was talking to another guy, so I had to go anyway.
Oh, one of those deals.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do this on air. Gas Man, meet the founder, the CEO, and the guy who's making all this happen. This is Joe Bardot.
Pleasure to meet you, Joe.
Not to be confused, with the guy that goes around the world eating stuff.
That's Bourdain.
Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah. Right, like I said, don't be confused with him.
Okay. We're not.
Nobody was, just you.
Yeah, just you.
Okay. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, let me turn this crappy music off.
No, we're still talking.
Yeah. We could talk.
Right. You can always
participate. Isn't it so much better without that crappy music?
You can always participate, ladies and gentlemen, because we are a caller-driven show.
Oh, that's us.
You always can participate by giving us a call at 813-699-3900.
But please don't.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
We're caller-driven. We can't drive without a caller, right?
No. Well,
we
do.
No, we've already had too much to drink to drive.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you guys get the memo that we have CEO and founder Joe on the show, so we got to be on our best behaviors?
Oh. Future.
Yeah. This is actually part of our extreme vetting program on behalf of the Distinguished Board of Trustees of Radio St. Pete. I was instructed to come out and make sure that this program was being produced up to the high professional standards that we've become accustomed to.
And I'm late when the owner is.
Well, we can promise you this will be as good as anything else we've ever done.
So. Or anything else you've heard on Radio St. Pete.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
But
you actually play good stuff.
There's some quite good content on Radio St. Pete.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Not that we contribute to that.
No.
But
that's right. Yeah.
Okay, listen, you guys aren't selling this. You got to make this bigger than life. Supposed to sell this. Okay, so let's do this right. Okay, we're going to do this.
Future.
No, it's no. Okay, first of all.
Nailed it.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we do, we sit around here and we talk about things in the
future.
Past.
Present.
Future.
Joe, okay, this is our.
You just got it right.
Yeah.
Everyone just got it right.
Go.
And you like you're almost like.
Move on.
Disturbed that we got it right.
Mm. I know.
Yeah.
No, okay, because...
What's the deal?
You're going to make a fuss now?
You're going to go back on the audio tape later this week and go, oh, they got it right, and now he's just ready to complain to Joe that nothing happens.
You were going
to
complain no matter what we said.
No, the reason I'm complaining...
Conditioned response.
The reason I'm complaining...
Have you got a script there where it says, complain now?
It didn't sound right.
Yeah. Oh, it didn't sound right?
706.
What's sounding wrong with it?
In the past.
We... Our show, we talk about things in the
future. Past.
Okay. Listen, maybe we need to come up with a new moniker.
Yeah, a moniker.
Okay. Monica's not here tonight.
Yeah, Monica.
Maybe we need to come up with a new moniker because
the last show we did here, Monica was there.
You guys constantly. Oh yeah, it's every day. You guys constantly get it wrong. And since we have Mr. Joe Bordeaux on the show, we should always try to do things right. We should try to.
Okay,
be,
yeah.
Because
let's see if Joe can get all two of them.
Okay. We talk about things in the
future.
All right.
Yes. And the future.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. If you guys want to play, you can give us a call, 813-699-3900, because please help me, because I'm here with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 riffraff idiots in the shipping containers. Ooh, I'm sorry.
You're out of the show insulting us?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I want to take that back. You should punish in private.
Can't even count.
Prave in public.
You're nothing without us, Spike. We made you co-sale. You're nothing without us.
What is prave?
Okay, we got people on the chat line that are saying, Spike, you the greatest.
Nobody's
really?
That.
Oh, man.
How are you writing that to
what
yourself?
What chat line is that?
Yeah, really.
So what are you saying? There's nobody on the chat line?
Yeah. All right, so since you guys are participating, and Joe, thank you for being on the show.
Yes.
You said you had something you want to announce about this show here. Should I do it now or should we wait till later?
Special?
Well, you ready to do it now?
Unless
this could be the.
As long as you're not going to pull us off air, then you can say what you want to say.
No, it's good news.
Oh, this could end the show? Is that what
this is good news?
That would be good news.
Wait till the end. Yeah. I mean, I would just suggest we save it
to the last segment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll say
since we're never coming back, is that what you're...
No, it's good news. It's
all right, this news. That's called a teaser.
It's exciting news.
Oh, exciting.
Ooh, this is exciting news.
Well, that's something for people to look forward to, which is a change.
Exactly.
In how we normally do it.
We've never had anything to look forward to.
I don't think I can stand
this.
Other
than the music that signals the show is over, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, since you guys aren't participating, right, let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Wait a second. Wait.
No.
I'm sorry.
The first two words of what's happening here. Give us that teaser.
Oh, yeah, teaser.
First two words is all it is.
It's in the bag.
Oh.
It's in the bag.
Nice.
That's three words.
All right. So we get it. That's four. We get it just done. It's right. in. Yeah. All right. It's in.
All right. But I would be remiss. Before we go to topic changing music, we have to talk about our sponsors.
No.
Get it.
Really?
Yes.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
On the count of three, let's just give this a moment of silence. One.
Button. And now we're back.
Okay, so now, since we've done all our wrong show, since we've done all our what's this called?
Sponsors.
And business things, it's time to do topic changing music.
And this is the music you hear when we change the topics. Starting with this first one on the Spike and the Mike Show, RadioSt.Pete.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like to call this topic, It's in the Bag.
Oh, wait a second.
What?
Wait.
Well, that's good because I'm half in the bag as it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's something wrong?
Yeah. Sounds like you stole the topic.
I think Joe's got some words on that.
Okay, let me change the topic then. I mean, topic is called...
Topic, changing music.
No, not topic changing music. No.
Yeah.
Well, that was a quick topic. So we're changing to a different one. Let's see what Spike calls this one. On the Spike and the Mike Show, RadioSt.Pete.com.
How do people out there in the internet and the world and the internet and radio listening, how can they follow this? If you guys just keep biting off on what I'm saying. Hey, Lake City wants to give a big shout out to us and say hello. We got a big hello to Lake City out there. How you doing, Lake City?
Is that a new topic?
Did you just chastise us for people not being able to follow us?
Yeah.
Because we jump around on stuff?
Yeah.
And then you, in the middle of saying that, you did a shout out from Lake City?
It's Spike's birthplace.
Is that what happened?
I think he was born there.
All right, so let's do this. Yeah. Let's start the show.
On the kitchen table.
Exactly.
Start the show. All right.
No, showtime. No.
Oh, Spike.
Here we are on our third topic on the Spike and the Mike Show. This one will be at least as good as the first two. RadioSt.Pete.com.
All right. This topic is called It's in the Mail.
It's in the mail.
Oh, good.
It's in the mail.
It's in the mail.
It's in the mail.
And what I need is, I need all you illegal riffraff
and the shipping
containers to give me your opinion on this. All right.
Yeah. Testosterone. I'm against it.
Me too.
Testosterone.
All right. You know, guys know that the U.S. government is trying to remain competitive in an ever-changing world where the U.S. Postal Service is now offering a service called Informed Delivery.
Oh, I have that.
Informed Delivery.
Yes.
Oh, so
what is it?
I signed up for that.
All right. So, well, then would you like to expound on it?
Yes. Well, here's the thing. I get an email every morning that contains pictures of all the mail I should expect in my mailbox today. It's nice. They scan the envelopes.
Pictures of mail?
Well, here's the thing. If someone were to steal my mail, I would know.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow. Also, it tells you how much stuff you're going to be throwing away.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
And
whether I even have to go out there.
And we're talking that's M-A-I-L as opposed to the stuff that Spike gets that's pictures of mails.
Mails, yeah.
So
inside a mail.
So what they're doing is they're giving you, as PW said, they're sending you an email that's saying, hey, tomorrow or day after tomorrow, you are going to receive a bill, a check, or even some junk mail.
Yeah. Whoa. Be careful now. Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah, it's not junk mail.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's red envelopes. It's targeted advertising content.
That's right. And you need to, for full disclosure, you need to know your
Speaking
audience? With the future, no, the past, not the very much past president of Valpak Direct Marketing System.
Valpak Direct Marketing.
I was one of the largest customers of the United States Postal Service.
Oh. So,
but I don't know about informed delivery. This is news to me on the Spike and the Mike show.
Oh, see, yes. It's a cool thing.
That never happens.
I am no, right. Well, so they're telling you your Valpak, you're going to know a day ahead that you're going to get valuable coupons in the mail?
Yes.
Wow. Really valuable coupons.
Yeah. To be sure, you know. Yeah. You know, actually, that big wad of coupons and circulars and stuff.
That's junk.
That's never that's put junk. On that.
With a nice, clean, blue envelope. Yeah.
So, now my question to the illegal riffraff in the
shop. Val for value. Yeah. Pack for package.
Exactly.
Very
it's a value package.
Valuable package, right.
All right, so.
That's fabulous.
My question.
Celebrating its 50th anniversary
50
this
years.
Year.
50 years of value pack?
That's right.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yep, started right here in Tampa Bay.
We have a new sponsor.
Right.
Wow. Just like Hooters, where we're recording from.
Yes.
All these local grassroots businesses that started in Tampa Bay that we support and are all wildly successful.
Need to be supporting.
And
Spike
then
and
there's
the
us.
That's right. You were doing so well. You were doing so well, Dr. Calvin Clark.
That's right.
All right, so question to the illegal riffraff in the shipping containers and Joe.
Yep.
How do you feel about that? PW, I could come to you, but since you're already participating,
obviously feel well about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Gas man?
I don't open half of my mail anyway, so I'll just see what I'm not going to open.
Only Valpak you open.
Yeah, that's only going to get my coupon.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Voice of reason?
I don't see any problem with it. That sounds like a good thing.
Yep.
Because they're trying to be competitive with this ever-changing world. Dr. Captain Clark?
If I had advance notice that my Valpak was coming, I'd be even more excited about the mail than I already am.
Exactly. Oh, well, you could win $100 in cash.
You could win $100
there
could in
be a
cash.
Could be a check in there.
Way to put it over, Dr.
Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And Dr. Captain Clark puts over Valpak.
Bill Smots, how do you feel about Aunt Rain? Her name is not Rain.
It's a different person.
Aunt Rain.
Yeah.
Glad you shouted it out on the air.
Yeah,
though.
That was good.
Yeah.
Bill
Schmatz.
Bill Schmatz, how do you feel about the ever-changing of the U.S. Postal Service trying to interfere?
I don't understand why this could potentially be a problem. I mean, it's like it's picture. You opt in or opt out, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
You have to do it.
I think that we should opt in or opt out of everything in life. So why not get a picture of our mail?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. All right. Then our esteemed guest, Mr. Joe B., how do you feel about this new phenomenon?
I would be asking, what do you do? What happens when you opt out? How does that affect the efficiency of the United States Postal
Service? You know what? You're right.
I used to testify about this stuff. I'm learning about this. Is this really true, Spike?
This is a true story. PW has already signed up.
Yeah.
Wow. I was just wondering, though. Actually,
I am out of the loop.
And I just started to – maybe I want to reconsider because I sit there. Is it now digitally – I mean, if it's just coming in the mail, it's just coming in the mail. When it comes in the mail, it's all forgotten about. Everything else. Now, what happens like when I get my copy of Hustler? Like, that's coming in the mail.
Right. Well, you're the last guy subscribed to Hustler.
I had a similar experience.
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly Hustler. I won't talk about what it was. But there was something I was expecting.
Yes.
And the mail came, and everything that was shown was there except for this one item.
Really?
Yeah. And I was all ready to report it when my neighbor said, hey, this was in my mailbox.
I have a logistics question.
Yes.
Which I fully do not expect to get answered because I know the research probably wasn't done on it.
Sure.
Does this mean somebody has to sit there and take photos of every piece of mail at every post office
and
sort it by customer?
I think that already was happening.
Right.
Part of the automated sorting system.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And so they just said, we could make these pictures available.
Do you get a picture, an individual picture of each piece of mail?
Of each piece of mail, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my garage. Yeah. That just sounds like a lot of bing, bing, bing on my email service.
No, I just get one email that shows
with
everything
different pictures.
That I should receive today.
So some jabroni, and I don't know if that's a bad word, has to sit there and give me all 15
of
my
nobody people. Has to see it. It's all automated.
I would say the jabroni is a computer you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's a lot of flash bulbs.
Jabroni is a wrestling term. I just want to thank Bill Smarts for keeping the Hustler subscription alive and keeping my money coming in. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
That Uncle Ruckus?
Yeah, yeah, really.
Larry Flint.
Okay. Oh, Flint. Okay, we didn't know.
Larry Flint. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was going with Uncle Ruckus.
I thought it was Uncle Ruckus.
Well, yes. I was going with Woody Harrelson portraying Larry Flint.
Yeah, there you go.
Bingo. All right, so I want to say there's a general consensus, yes, consensus from all the legal riffraff and shipping containers, right, that this is a good thing. This is progress.
We
in the making.
Love it.
Yeah.
We love it.
We love it.
We love it.
Joe, how do you feel Valpak feels about this?
I have no earthly idea.
It doesn't work there anymore.
The company was sold, and I have nothing to do with it. But
that's why you didn't know about this informed delivery.
No, yeah. I tell you, this is Spike on the Mic is breaking news for somebody that spent 35 years in the postal business. You'd think I would know.
And you know why?
Glad I listened tonight.
And you know why? Because we talk about things in the past, the present, and the future. See, that's how it's supposed to have been delivered.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. That didn't sound right at all. Try it again.
20 minutes into the show, he got it right.
You think I'm going to fall for that weak Jedi mind game? Not even a little bit.
Future.
All right. So this was a consensus.
Yeah. That was a total topic.
Good call. Well, let's go ahead and topic change the music. That was a good one.
Well, we're off to a flying stop. Let's keep going with another topic on the Spike the Mic Show, RadioSafety.com.
All right. This topic here is in keeping with the U.S. Postal Delivery Service. Now, full disclosure, I was unable to find the details about it. I heard about it, and I know about it, so I'm going to talk about it.
That's perfect. That makes total sense. Yeah.
All right, and I need to know you guys' opinion on this.
I think one of those three things probably didn't happen. But
right, right.
All right. You guys heard of Caliente?
Yes.
Yes.
It means hot.
Been there.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's the whole community. Gas man, in that area, the whole community is around nudist.
Wait. Nakedness, oh, that, right?
That it's a clothing optional resort, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clothing optional.
The gas man, apparently, remember, took a 5K run through Caliente.
The Bear to Derek run. I did. Yeah. I'm doing it again this year.
Too. As a Caliente-ist.
Okay, well.
Wow.
I was naked.
It has been said that there is a U.S. postal delivery person. It could be FedEx. It could be the other one. This particular individual is refusing to deliver the mail to the Caliente because she feels as though it's against her. She should not have to see a naked person as she's delivering packages to this place here.
Well, can't she close her eyes?
Question to the riffraff and the shipping containers here. Does she have a legitimate beef or gripe or complaint? I'll start with you, Bill Smuts.
Does she? Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, if she's offended, then she could take a different route. Why would they have to put her into it? I mean,
yeah.
All right, Dr. Captain Clark.
Yeah, I feel the same way. She probably didn't sign up expecting to deliver to nude people. Maybe she doesn't want to be around nude people. Seems like they could find another spot for her.
And was there a problem? Like at one point, maybe she threw it through the mail slot in the door, and then the door opened. The person was bending over to pick it up, and she was offended at that point.
Man. God, could not tell you that voice of reason.
Yeah, I think somebody would be willing to take her spot.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Joe?
I'm sure the letter carriers union already has this covered.
Yes. Whoa, that sounds official.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure.
I'm quite sure.
All right, gas man?
If she she doesn't want to see it, she shouldn't have to go there. I mean, nobody makes you go there, so she should be reassigned if she don't want to see it. So I don't see a problem with that.
All right. PWs?
I'm pretty sure she's required to be nude as she drives up. You know, she would be if it was my house.
All right, being Spike on the Mic, I'm going to make an executive decision. She does not have a right to complain. Now, let me explain why.
What?
Her job, being a U.S. Postal Service, is to deliver mail through sleet, through slate, through slain, through slam, right?
Yeah, yeah, through slate, through slain, through slam, through
what's those three things the U.S. Postal Service have to do?
Neither rain, sleet, nor snow.
Gloom of night.
All that stuff.
Bloom of night.
Thrifty, clean, and reverent.
Right.
You're a Boy Scout.
Well, the story is that this resort has a big box, a big place to receive mail on the outside. Every once in a while, the guest at the place receives mail that is too large to fit in there, so this delivery person has to go inside and leave it at the office. Mm. She is complaining that she does not want to be involved. She don't have a chance to walk into the nudist resort and see a naked body. And she is a substitute for the normal route person.
Oh, there's more to it.
Well, but she's going to have issues of trying for advancement. I mean, you can't go like in your first thing and just complain and expect that, oh, yeah, well, we're going to give you the non-nudist.
If your job,
but she's a substitute, that means it should be even easier to find someone else to do that route.
Exactly. Yeah.
But what do you do if she decides, I don't want to deliver to the ghetto?
No, but see, here's the thing. Let's say you go.
Yeah, where does it end?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Well,
no, yeah.
Let's say you took a job, though, as a cleaner of some sort. I didn't want to, whatever. You're going to mop the sauna, all right?
Okay.
But
mop the sauna.
You're supposed to do it after hours. But after sudden, so the problem is after hours, now you walk in and there's someone in their full glory sitting there. Well, right. You didn't sign up for that, but you did sign up for the sauna.
Yeah.
No, but my job is to deliver a package or clean up the sauna.
You'll be doing something with a package.
My job is to deliver that. Now, you guys understand it.
Yeah, but your job's to clean that. You don't need to see that. If you get to go into a steam room, you don't need to see it.
So? Great answer.
Well, it's hard to respond to that.
Yeah.
Well, one person signed up as a steam room cleaner. Okay. The other one signed up to be a male.
Yeah, and a male person, though, I think is less likely. I mean, if you're cleaning to be a steam room cleaner, you're probably thinking, well, there's the off chance I will see, someone's towel drop.
There's a reasonable expectation that might happen.
If you're delivering mail, I don't think you're necessarily a reasonable expectation.
There's no reasonable
expectation. If you deliver to a clothing optional resort,
agreed. Yeah. I agree with you, but she should. There's plenty of places. I mean, 99.97% of the country is not clothing optional. They're going to put up at the 0.03%?
Right. No. Yeah. Her job, she said, hey, when she applied for the job at this delivery postal service, and I don't know whether it's UPS or the mail, but she said, I will do the three things, the sleet, the slow, and the slail.
Yeah. I think what Spike's getting at is, what if she says, I don't have to deliver to colored people.
Yeah, right.
See, it's a snowball.
Stop. Yeah, what is it?
The sleet is snowballing effect.
It's only an hour show here. We've got to move along. Let's get to the bottom line.
No, so what if her boss is in the nudist colony and greets her with a big smile when she goes to deliver a package?
What do you mean by big smile?
That's the nature of the job.
He's nude and he's smiling at her, maybe winking.
Gravy. That's the nature of the job.
Look at the size of that.
Serious? Well, what the hell was you doing?
Somebody
not the nature of the job, though.
So because it is her job. Her job is to.
So Matt Lauer was.
That's the only customer she's going to have.
And
where she might see naked people.
Not a real
people.
Problem there.
And now
she doesn't want to see naked people.
See, and I'm disturbed by PW's point. I mean, while I agree with it, but the fact that you so easily agree with it, Spike, because you're equating a federally protected law.
She
with
has
someone who's optional as far as wanting to, let the twigs and berries roam free.
What is he talking about, federal protection? If you are...
We don't even know if they're a male person.
If you work for the UPS, you have to deliver where it was on your route.
A federally protected... Look, racism is federally protected.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be racist.
You're allowed to be racist.
Or
It's a God-given right.
Opposite way is what it was meaning. You can't discriminate. Discrimination is not... an option. You can't do that.
You're not allowed to deliver packages to black people.
Yeah.
Wait, no discrimination by race.
That took a left turn.
We got Joe here, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Colored.
Yeah. We can't call them black. They're colored.
No. Joe. Yeah. He's gonna probably give an educated opinion on this.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And the question was?
Well, we don't know.
Yeah. Does this delivery person have a complaint if her job is delivered to 1509 Country Brook Johnson?
Mm-hmm. Why did you say Johnson?
Because he didn't show in the Lake City address right there.
Should she say, hey, I don't want to work there? I mean, I don't want to do my job there.
Yeah. Nobody said I had to see a Johnson.
No.
Yeah.
I think she would have an issue with the union. I think there's probably something in the union agreement.
Right.
That would allow her to have an issue.
All right, well, here's a question.
Somewhere in the bylaws and guy laws, it says you get to pick and choose what your route will be.
There's a reasonable expectation that people are going to have their clothes on.
And I agree with that. But let's say there was a group, there was a community that was sexual predators, and should the woman necessarily? And they were all rapists.
Right. Should they not get their mail?
Well, should a woman have to do that
if she's on that route?
Okay.
Oh. All right, gas. Let's go to Gas Man. Gas Man, you. Let's say you're delivering gas to the naked
to rapists
to rape. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. To naked rapists.
Okay. Yeah. To rapists of tall men
who drive trucks.
Yes.
I don't know what kind of places would be that would require fuel deliveries, but it could happen.
Right. Should you go to your boss and say, hey, I don't want to deliver gas to these people who don't like tall people?
I can, but I get paid to deliver gas. I'm going to deliver anyway.
But let's just say it was to a community that was full of KKK community.
And that happens. That happens up in North Carolina, actually. You know?
Yeah.
I still deliver gas there.
Yep.
Oops.
Yeah, you better, boy.
Oops. You just shut
you better deliver that fuel.
I don't stick around long, but I don't know.
Right. You don't sit around and shoot the
tobacco.
All right, what about this?
Not be sticking. Do you put on a pointy hat before you go?
See, you guys are trying to find what about.
No. I got to. What go about ahead. This? Yeah. What if your job is delivering food service items like salad dressing and lettuce and whatever to restaurants? One of the restaurants on your route is a Thai restaurant. They serve things with peanuts in it. You have a peanut allergy. Yeah. Are you allowed to go to your boss and say, hey, I can't go to this one restaurant. I have a peanut allergy. You could literally kill me.
Yes, you can do that.
Yeah.
That's a different scenario altogether. Yeah.
But why?
I'm not going to die if I see a boo.
What happens if the person's traumatized and has to go see a psychologist because that person did bend over and
something
was running down the leg? And
that's our litigious society at work.
Joe, I
have a Ku Klux Klan card, a real one. You want to
do
see
you?
What? Wait, what?
When I was in the Army, this guy was being a smartass in a bar and showed me his Klan card. And I said, I want that card. He said, you have to take it away from me.
Yeah?
I got it.
Oh. All right.
I'll bring it. I'll go get it out of my
fun.
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What can it say?
It wasn't a good night for him, but I got the card. Yeah.
Has it ever gotten you out of a ticket?
I never thought to use it that way. Good idea.
You know, officer, before you write that up, you might want to take a look at
this. Check this out, Sheriff Buford.
I'm going to go get it.
You know, some of us work undercover.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's going to the car.
There he goes.
Yeah, right, there
so,
he goes.
So you'll all be able to see that on the show.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. No, you won't.
It's radio.
Joe,
radio,
you okay with this person?
It will be the illustration on the website.
Okay. Joe, you okay with this person not wanting to deliver to the naked people?
Yeah, I think that it's all about reasonable expectation. I think when you took the job, you just didn't anticipate that you'd be delivering to naked.
Yeah.
Now, this word reasonable, we've never heard that on this show before.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Reasonable.
My career now is trying to determine what's reasonable.
We steer towards the irrational.
Yes, serious.
That's why I'm a regular listener.
Lots of emotion, lots of shouting. That's lots of poorly thought out arguments. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. Listen, I don't know what my conclusion is going to be and what you guys' conclusion was on this little topic here.
Right. Oh, we all said what we thought, and you said, no, we're wrong. Right.
Yeah, we like the male idea.
And we kept talking.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we kept it going. Long past that.
Yeah.
We got it's time for a new topic.
Yeah, No.
I think they should take pictures of the people receiving the mail at Caliente.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That way they can't say they didn't get it.
That could be part of informed delivery.
Yeah, right. You go, now you give it to the carriers and go, who can I expect to deliver this mail to? So this way, in case someone's waiting out there at the mailbox,
we don't give
it to the wrong person.
Maybe the carriers get informed ahead of time.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, a day before they're going to find out they're naked.
Right. Exactly.
I think it's only fair.
So what I'm gathering from the general consensus from the illegals is that I cannot be nude and get mail.
No. I if the mail carrier is offended, there's 99.997% of the world that is not going to offend them. Why can't we accommodate that 0.003%?
Well, no. Why can't you just wait, watch the mail be put in your mailbox,
right,
then go out nude to get it.
Yeah, when
yeah, after they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to be standing there waving around like
because
that?
Because I got the
operative word is not waving.
I got the informed mail. Ooh, my check is coming.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at the mailbox.
Oh, yeah.
Or my check is coming.
Exactly, yeah.
And you're standing there waiting nude.
Right.
For the
welfare.
I'm a nudist. That's what I do.
Mm.
Hey, I know you hate to say this. You hate me saying this.
Can you be a nudist and be on welfare?
Check, that's how you get there.
Oh.
Check the text line. Somebody's saying we're off air.
Oh. Oh, we are on air all together.
All right, so there we go. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So
reboot your browser.
We do have an incoming call, though.
Mm.
I don't hear it, though.
All right, go ahead. Just speak.
Caller, welcome to Spike on the Mic Show. How you stick?
What do you want?
Caller, are you there?
Nothing at all.
I'm not sure.
Best call ever.
That's the best call. Let's go ahead and get out of here because we only have a few minutes left. So now it's time to find out what's twending, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
yeah.
Papa, 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 mama, papa, mama, papa.
It must mean Spike has to pee.
And now it's time for What's Twending, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
You know what's twending? Nothing.
That's it?
Nobody's twending. Nobody's talking about anything on Twitter.
Not even nudist mail delivery?
Nothing. It's so strange. No, I'm just kidding.
We were hoping.
All right. Number one. I don't know why these are twending, so I'll just ask you guys. Why is Mark Cuban the number one twending topic?
Mm.
What's Mark Cuban up to?
Mark Cuban, didn't he tank his or suggest tanking the season?
I don't know.
I thought that he's talking about the Mavericks would be better off if they tanked the season.
Well, I don't have internet, so we're going to say that's correct. That is why.
You got a big fine.
Right.
Got a big fine for that, I think.
Why is Stacey Dash twending? You know who Stacey Dash is?
Yeah, it's a very attractive black actress who was in Clueless.
Oh, why does that have to be mentioned that she's black?
Because
why can't she just be an attractive
because
actress?
Because she's very conservative in her sense, and she's goes against the grain.
You can be conservative and white or conservative, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. I was just saying the fact that she's a very attractive.
She's attractive for a black woman.
She's conservative for a black woman. She's going to get attention because you don't see a conservative black woman.
You don't see a lot of attractive black women.
What?
Joe, you see what I have to deal with every Monday?
She is running for Congress in California.
Oh.
Stacey Dash. Congresswoman Dash.
Yes.
Congressperson Dash.
And the important thing is that the congresswoman from California is no longer wanted by California.
Oh, no. Damn. What about Heather Locklear? Why would Heather Locklear be twending?
Ooh.
She beat up the cops.
Because it's a 1980s throwback.
She's arrested on suspicion of domestic violence, assault on a cop. She played a cop on T.J. Hooker.
Wow. That's right. Wow. T.J. Hooker, baby. T.J. Hooker.
Mm. Nice, huh?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy ended up taking a nap in a bar that night.
Yeah. He doesn't have his picture on it. I thought I was expecting like his picture, right, like his membership card.
Yeah, look at that. Okay. I've never seen one of those. Yeah.
That's very nice.
Business card.
That's you have been patronized by the KKK. That's lovely. What a nice Christmas card.
By the way, what does the back of this say?
You can read it, dude. I wanted to join when I read it.
All right. The white race is the real global minority and is on the brink of extinction.
Mm.
Was that?
Look how few white people there are in this establishment right now. Yeah. Wherever you are, look around and look how few white people are there.
Oh my
Only
God.
2% of last year's babies were white. Thousands of young people commit racial treason every day to marry non-whites.
Ooh.
High non-white immigration and birth rates increases the danger.
That's actually written on there?
Yeah.
Stand up and fight for God,
I didn't look at the back.
Race, family, country, free speech, culture, living standard, and political power.
How old is that?
This was 1988 when I got that card.
The KKK is an anti-communist, Christian, white people's protection and survival movement.
Mm.
The hour is late. Your race needs you.
I wanted to join him when I read it. I'm like, what?
How many of those words are spelled correctly?
Yeah. All of them actually are.
This guy was about 6'3", about 240 pounds. I'm like 155 by the time. He's being a smart. I thought he was a good over him. I said, let me get that card. He said, you got to take it from me. Huh? He ended up taking a nap in that bar that night.
Nice.
Wow. I got the card.
This seems like a good time to reiterate my invitation to lovely African-American women that I have a Red Lobster gift card.
Oh, that's right.
And,
Yes.
We can go out for a night on the town.
I'm going to take it.
Red Lobster.
Oh, I'm going to take it. All right, so what else is
Not
Twinded?
Not open to Spike.
Whatever is a Twinded?
That's all.
Mm. Oh, that's it? Okay, well, that was a great episode of What's Twinden.
Nah, it wasn't that good.
That was fabulous.
Yeah, it was okay. We'll be all right.
I enjoyed that.
All right, so now I guess we got to keep moving on. Let's go to the B report.
Oh, my word.
This should be real interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the B report by the one voice of reason.
Hey, kids, what time is it? It's time for the Spike and the Mike B Report.
Oh boy.
And now here is your host, Steve.
Steve.
Hey.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
All right, Steve.
He's awake. Okay, that time of year when hives start to reproduce a lot of bees,
right.
It's warm out.
That's when I started to
reproduce. Hives start to split.
Yeah.
So what I've done is...
Did you say hives start to split?
They start to split, yes.
Split.
So I put out...
Like branch off into new hives?
Yeah. They'll produce a new queen. She'll fly off and find a new home.
Yeah.
And so I put out a couple of supers to catch some.
Okay. Define what are supers? Because us bee people
supervisors.
Don't know
supervisor
a
bees.
A super is the lower part of the hive where the bees live. It's not really for catching honey. It's more.
Oh.
So you got a little bee and told him to go do supervise?
No, I'm just hoping that any bees in the neighborhood that split off will come and find their home in my yard.
That's nice. I see. So you're making refuge available.
Yes. If you want to come to my house
and
live with me.
Yeah.
You live in Seminole Heights, right?
Yes.
So this is probably like a gentrification deal.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about naming the bees? Have you named any of them?
Well, there's one that we call the queen.
Right.
Okay. So would that be like Elizabeth? Do you call that Elizabeth?
Oh, that would be a great idea.
Yeah.
Furthermore,
I feel like that's been taken.
Furthermore, beyond the bees, I don't know if people have heard that there were ducks in the neighborhood.
You got ducks too?
You had ducks.
Yes.
Right. Duck report.
First duck egg from the ducklings came today.
Really?
Yes.
Is it large?
Did the duck send you a picture of it?
No, it's actually about the size of a hen's egg. It's
like
not
a
that
male.
Big.
Now, I remember, like, because the mom duck left last time, they imprinted upon you, right?
Right.
Do they consider you dad still?
I think so.
So
do they follow you around and mimic your behavior?
Like I would be the grandfather.
The
grandfather of my breakfast, yes.
Oh. You're going to eat. Steve, wait a minute. You're going to eat the eggs that your ducks laid in it?
Laid it.
I plan to, yes.
I never had a duck egg. Has anybody had a duck egg before?
I have. They're delicious.
Oh,
How are they different from chicken eggs?
Yeah, really.
Just slightly stronger flavor.
Stronger egg flavor?
Yeah, yeah.
Spike doesn't like eggs.
They're not quite quacked up to what they used to be. Oh, God. I am funny.
That was actually good. That was good.
Here's the thing. He would say quacked up normally when he meant cracked, but it just was a faux.
Yeah.
It was a faux pas.
I don't use words I can't spell.
I have a dream today.
Shut up, Spike.
We had somebody on the chat line that said, "Where is the Shut Up Spike?" I had to block them.
Shut up, Spike.
Joe, hey, how about this? Let's you and I do our own thing.
Okay. By the way, the B report I think is over.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we can close out the B report.
It's done.
Yeah, that quack up thing was great. That was great.
That really was.
That was the highlight.
All right, so now we have a good 15 minutes left on. 15, I'm sorry, it's 45 after the hour.
Yeah,
see, that's what real professional radio people do.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
You gonna correct me right now?
And us too.
Correct me, Smots. Go ahead.
No, I think 45 after the hour is fine. You can also say it's 15 till 8.
Yeah,
15 till the top.
Mr. Joe, what do real radio professionals say?
Actually, you know what? They would say 15 till the top because once you're at 45, you're thinking 8. You're not thinking.
Yeah.
You're thinking. You're always thinking in the future because that's what we do on the show anyway.
Wow. Joe sounds a lot like Smuts.
We're on the internet. I mean, we got listeners in Germany.
We have listeners in Germany?
I guarantee you. Radio St. Pete always has listeners in Germany.
Well, yeah. That's because the military.
That's what I'm assuming. Yeah. So it's, what is it? It's,
so it's because we 45 don't after the hour.
Yeah, right.
We don't sprick in Deutsch.
No, exactly.
Viertel nach acht. Yeah. So for, would be how you say quarter to eight in German.
All right, isn't it time to get impressive. To Joe's topics?
Yeah, I think we should. I think this topic should be called "Get to Know Joe."
Get to know Joe.
Give me some. Get to know Joe music.
All right, here
get
we
some
go.
Joe.
You get nothing.
Oh, that
was good day, sir.
I think that was the wrong word. All right, know. This segment here we like to call, since it's 45 after the hour. And we have our esteemed guest here. This is a section we like to call Get to Know Joe.
All right.
If we had a Joe song, Joe, what's your favorite song with Joe in it? Like if Hey Joe from Hendrix or...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good, I don't have
actually,
that.
Actually, that was good. It's probably available to download.
Yeah, really.
If we had more than 15 minutes, we could probably... Yeah. What else would you like
so you missed out on hearing Hendrix, everybody.
Yeah.
What else would you like to know?
Wait, that was getting to know Joe?
All right, that was a great topic. Right,
well, that was really... Yeah.
So what I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen, is you had mentioned something to the effect that... There's a big surprise.
It's in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the bag.
You want to get right to it?
Well.
No. Stretch it out. Tell us about you. What have you been doing?
Let's hear a little background on our guest.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I did spend 35 years in direct mail.
I was going to say, we know that you're at Valpak for many years.
Right. Yeah. Worked my way up. Was president of the company. 15 years. Retired. Built that big building down there on 275 on the right with a bunch of robots in it.
Yeah.
They can easily know that they're going to get delivered tomorrow. I guarantee we can.
Yeah,
like 38 million homes. We can do that.
How long was the prison part?
The prison. Yeah, that was a little, we had a little breakdown there. We say I retired, but there were some other issues.
And how did you come to be the mastermind behind RadioSaintPete.com?
Well, before that, before Valpak, I ran a radio station in Stanton, Virginia.
Oh.
I was the morning guy on WTON.
Were you a wacky morning guy?
With bells and whistles and wacky activities.
It was pretty good. It was a few years. And then did a little baseball announcing.
Okay.
And along the way, bought and sold a couple of those stations.
In the morning.
Should I get him back? He said he bought and sold a couple. So like two people.
That's right.
He said, hey, you.
That's right.
I'm buying y'all.
I'm buying. I'm buying, you're selling.
Yeah.
Count the bees that way.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Elizabeth, the bee. Then 35 years along came along, was in business, then retired, hung it up, and still had a hankering for radio.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then...
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I know.
Tell them about when you met me.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure entirely how that happened.
Put yourself over, Spike.
Shut up, Spike.
I just remember like a TGI Fridays, and we were trying to hook up the computer. But I don't.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I know.
That's about all you got.
It was pretty exciting. Yeah. But no, seriously, I guess it's been 5.5 years. It was like, radio used to be great. You used to be able to have shows like this.
Exactly.
On your local radio station.
Really?
And, do local news and things like that, things of value to the community. And then everything changed in the late 1980s. I got out of the business, stayed out, and then I thought, there's this internet thing. We ought to be able to have local radio. So that's why we called it Radio St. Pete. I figured Tampa Bay was too big for me, so we called it Radio St. Pete. Anyway, that's... what it is, and I'm it's a lot of fun. It's grown to be more than a hobby.
How many shows are on Radio St. Pete?
I probably 15 different independent people.
15,
some doing it
local
live
shows
live
yeah.
like this. Yeah, they're all local. I think there's 5 different studios, including not including my own. And then we've got more people calling in all the time. It's really a matter of figuring out, you know, how to keep it all organized while I'm trying to have a life.
And, what is and, the, yeah. are they all, how would you classify this show? I mean, because like, you know, someone might be sports based.
Award deserving.
Yeah.
Right. We only have 13 more minutes.
Yeah. I was going to go with mishap and chaos. But.
hey, great.
Hodgepodge?
Yeah.
No, we can't spell that. We can spell mishap and cap.
if it's local, it's great, and if it's live and local, then it's even better. It's probably the best way to describe it. And
well, that's kind of us, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like it. And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Do you have any specialty shows? Like someone's on like auto mechanics or anything else like that? I mean, or mechanics. I don't mean individual.
More music experts. PW is there Thursday night, 7 till 9.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. It's a great show.
He's 2 hours.
2 hours. Wow. Yeah.
This is only 1 hour.
Yeah.
There's six of us monkeys sitting around here for 1 hour.
Out for 3 hours.
PW's on by himself.
1 hour.
Or two.
Yeah.
Which leads me to say, why didn't you say no when PW tried to venture away from us?
What? Because I figured you'd never find out because you weren't listening.
All right, so now I'm going to jump the shark.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Earlier when we do your introduction, you said you had something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spectacular. Is it?
It's in the bag.
Hold on a second.
Before you answer that, do you know what jump the shark means?
No, he must not.
No,
because
you don't really want
to jump that shark.
Yes, it's at its peak, and now it's just like it's downhill. So this is supposed to be, we're still working our way up.
Right.
We don't even have a shark.
Yeah, we got 11 minutes. Jump. 11 minutes here to fill.
Shark's not even inside.
Y'all know Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has two sharks.
Yeah. Ask her, can we use one of them?
Yeah.
One of them ain't following the
rules. They're not working.
Yeah.
I should ask you guys, what do you think's in the bag?
Good question.
I'm half in the bag.
Groceries.
Groceries.
Groceries. No, it is
money.
A grocery bag. Money.
It's literally a bag.
I'm going to go with bonuses.
Bonuses.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to go with a bonus on zero. I'm going to go with the gas man.
Joe, I think you're going to announce that Florida is about to legalize marijuana.
An eviction notice.
Yeah. That'll be the third thing I'm surprised
about. Okay. Valspar. Valpak. Is. I have nothing.
What's that?
It's
paint. Valspar's paint.
Yeah.
Oh.
Golf tournament coming up.
Also, Joe's no longer affiliated with Valpak.
No, so I can say anything I want.
So.
Right. Something else in that bag.
Something else in the bag.
What about Val Kilmer?
No.
Kilmer in a bag.
I'm your huckleberry.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Well, let's get to it. We can do it.
Way to milk it.
Yeah. You know, I could go back to the B report. Okay.
No.
Yeah. I best we better go.
No, because then you got
suspense
the
is killing me.
I'm ready.
Ducks everywhere.
He's got a bag. Ladies and gentlemen, he has a real bag here.
He's got an actual bag.
Don't shoot.
Yeah, we got a card-carrying member here.
Make the rustling noise around the microphone.
Quality bag.
There you go. Okay, right. Well, you know, we spoke of the distinguished Board of Trustees of Radio St. Pete.
Yes.
And they have gotten together.
Yes.
And, you know, they regularly review the content of all of our programming across the entire.
No.
Is this an award?
No.
It's an award.
No, don't jump the shark.
No, let's jump the shark.
I think it's an award.
I'm thinking we're fired.
Yeah.
No, we have.
Holy crow.
I have. We have, on behalf of all of us at Radio St. Pete, I really need my glasses. This is a recognition award.
A recognition.
That's right.
It's a participation.
It is presented to the Spike on the Mic show in sincere appreciation of your dedicated service and outstanding accomplishments.
Oh, M. Damn.
This was actually part of what you had to put on.
I love it.
Right. On this 26th day of February 2018... with our thanks and gratitude for the best show on Radio St. Pete on Mondays at 7
is
o'clock.
Anybody
Yay!
Best show on Radio St. Pete
at
7 o'clock.
Oh, this guy.
There you are, sir. 8 o'clock on Mondays.
Oh, jeez.
They like
there
me.
You go.
They really like me.
Okay, let me get my speech out. I got a speech. Oh, my damn. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Late.
You know what that makes us?
That was in the bag.
Award winning.
That's
yes, we're award winning.
Oh, damn.
I think we did jump the shark.
It's an emotional moment.
I think yeah, it was.
You guys go carry on without me. I got to crap.
Oh, no.
Here at the Scooters on Hillsboro Avenue. Right?
Wow, that's really nice, Joe.
Right. Yeah. I know. We made a big investment. You know, and,
yeah.
You know, we're gonna have to cut back on some other programming. Yeah. And, you know,
why isn't the O capitalizing on?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
because you watch Conjunction Junction. What's your function?
Wow. I typed it myself.
He gets words. And
he gets an award.
This has got to be on the website.
Absolutely.
It's a recognition award. You're That's being right. recognized.
Lake City is giving us congratulations. We will have to put this on the site. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. I want to thank all the people who participated in this. I couldn't have done this without y'all.
That's true.
PW.
Yeah.
Not you guys, man.
Right.
Bill Smiles. Bill Smiles. Dr. Captain Clark. Voice of Reason. The Gas Man. Mm. And all the people who come before us and after us.
Right.
This is amazing.
Right.
It is.
This is amazing.
It's something to build.
I can't believe it.
It's really nice, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Although, I wanted to say this.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go.
Wait, you probably shouldn't. Stop. You're already ahead. You got an award. Just walk away.
Since you are founder and CEO of RadioSt.Pete.com, I think you should have an award show. Whereas we can have a red carpet event, and we can all come over there, and you can go ahead and say, okay, now the winner for the best podcast, blah, 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 is you have people like Spike on the Mic Show, the Homemade Radio.
Pigs in a Blanket.
All other shows, and then have a continue, and then let
the
us win.
The B-Report.
Well,
Wait, so the award, the award's not enough. You want a show.
He wants a
to
ceremony.
Go with it.
Yeah. And if you went by the award, it would be at the award show. We'd like to recognize the Spike and the Mic Show as being a show that is fantastic, the best one on Radio St. Pete on Mondays at 7 p.m. On Radio St. Pete.
Yeah.
Does the St. Pete
and I think you
does Radio St. Pete have a Hall of Fame?
The Hall of Fame.
Does Radio St. Pete have a Hall of Fame? We should establish one and say
first.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Are we the first award winning?
This is the
first one that ever won an award.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the beginning of the
award.
You were here.
Yeah.
This changes everything.
I know.
Yeah, it does. Now we have to really up our game.
You know what?
They're
coming for us, guys.
I don't want to up the game.
Here's exactly what.
When you're on top, everybody's
operating at 40% is already tiresome.
Perhaps. Yeah.
So I was hoping to scale back after this.
Yeah.
Perhaps you remember the movie back in the 1980s where the new phone books came out.
Oh yeah.
Through it, Johnson.
Damn y'all. We are no longer deserving.
I'm somebody now.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay, so what do we do about our marketing saying we're award deserving? Do we have to call R&D?
That's gone now.
We're award winning.
Damn, Skippy. I just wanted to hear that.
That's it.
All right, so what we do, ladies and gentlemen,
say it's award receiving.
We talk about the past.
Award receiving.
Joe, we need a better award.
Did anyone vote on this?
How about a better award?
What are you doing? Just let it
we're
ride.
Deserving of it. We have one, but.
Let it ride.
We need to come up with a name for this award that ends with a Y.
Why?
Why?
It ends with a Y, like a.
Grammy, an Emmy.
Yeah. It ends with a Y. We need to come up with a name.
A Spikey.
A Joey.
It's a Joey.
We want a Joey.
The winner of the prestigious Joey.
That will be on our website real
the
soon.
St. Petey.
St. Petey.
Right, so
I like Joey.
We have to close out the show. We have to go around the room.
Joey Award.
You guys have to know what stuck with you.
Oh.
So let's start out with Gas Man. You came. I'm not going to punish him private or whatever you should call. Gas Man. What stuck with you tonight?
Somebody mentioned the Boy Scouts. I remember the 12 Boy Scouts. A Boy Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, cheerful, obedient, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
Wow.
Whoa.
And that's after a glass of beer.
Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
I'm going to have a duck egg.
Okay.
Right here tonight.
Dr. Captain Clark, we're stuck with you tonight.
That all the things that Mark just listed are also on that KKK card.
So, that's true.
Yeah.
Really, that's really. Yeah. Bill Smots, what's stuck with you tonight?
Look, I mean, it's the last thing. I mean, it's a highlight there. You got an award.
Yeah,
Spike.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the award.
After 4 years of begging,
oh man,
basically,
yeah.
You got a recognition
award. You finally got an award.
Hey. You were recognized.
All
for
that
show.
Paid off. Yeah.
Bordeaux.
PW, what stuck with you tonight?
Continuing on, the begging paid off. Yeah. I never thought it would.
All right. And our esteemed guest.
Yeah.
Can you come back all the time?
Wait.
With
first,
awards?
First, let me tell you, yes. Joe's probably not going to bring an award every time.
That's right. Oh, well, okay.
You can do the show at my house anytime.
Yes.
Come on over.
We enjoy sticking a microphone in your mouth, but we got to ask you, what's up with you tonight?
You know what? That I got thrown out of the Cub Scouts for kicking the Weebolo or something.
That's going to be the next Digital Flotsam. I was kicked out of the Boy Scouts, too.
Unbelievable. Yeah. We'll talk about it.
I got a big shout-out. What's up with me tonight is, obviously, we are an award-deserving, award-winning show. Ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
I want to give a big shout-out to our listeners out there. We were up and down.
We got
Lake City. We got congratulations from Lake City. We got a big post that bitch on the website from people. This is the Spike on the Mic Show. I love everybody, you guys. We did it. We did it. And I'm out.
Oh, nice.